Great Southern's Triple M, you're with Draco, and something really exciting happening in Pingrup. They've been selected as the last site of the public silo trail. Great artwork going to be put on the silos there. I've got the project manager of the public silo trail on the line, Rihanna. Thanks for joining me. Tell us all about this.
Thanks for having me. So, yes, as you said, this is our last silo on the trail. So we've had six silos done since 2015 at the various CBH sites across the state. So this particular one, we're kicking off on the 22nd of August. We've got just announced the artist, Avoca One, who is a Miami-based artist. He was born in the Dominican Republic, and he is set to sort of get here in the next couple of weeks, and we'll kick off really soon.
Awesome. So why him out of anyone else out there? Has he just got, like, he's really good at painting on silos or something? Or has he got some sort of artwork in mind that is just going to be really beneficial to the town? Where's the thought process behind that?
That's a great question. So the way it typically works is we spend a little bit of time doing some research and speaking to the community through community meetings and just individuals that we know through CBH or just through other projects, just to get a bit of a feel for what makes up this town, what's super important to the people that live in each town, and what are the things that people are really keen to see celebrated. And then we put all of that information into a bit of an artist brief and send that through to either a sort of a short list of artists that we're looking at and are interested in, or in this particular case, an artist that we're really keen to and excited to work with. And then from there, they sort of interpret all of that information and spend a bit of time, thinking about how they would respond to those varying the curatorial things that we present to them. And then they come back with a particular concept. And that concept in their mind is sort of referencing things like, the cultural heritage or the agricultural heritage of the site, the natural environment as well, and sort of different things that make each of these towns tick. So this particular artist we've actually worked with before in Subiaco. He's a phenomenal artist, figurative painter. He also does a lot of sort of design and sculptural work and that kind of thing. And after the last three or four projects, we've really had a lot of people and a lot of feedback saying they're really interested in some of the more figurative or photorealistic type work. And so we're really excited, and we knew that he'd do a really great job, and he typically works with a lot of regional communities as well. So we approached him, and he was super excited to get involved.
Awesome. Well, if people want to follow and learn more about the trail, they can look up publicsilotrail.com. I'm looking forward to chatting to the artist as well when he comes down. Coming all the way from America, one of the leading street artists in the world. Look, thank you so much for joining me. I'll chat to him next time, and all the best.
Draco for breakfast.
Now I've got Suzanne, manager of the Lake Grace CRC, to chat about events and various things like that. Coming up, you've got a Safe Talk workshop. Tell us about this one.
So this one is through our grant funding we got from the Mental Health Commission, and it's coming up in Lake Grace on Wednesday the 22nd of August, and we're taking registrations now. So.
Cool. So what is it all about, basically?
So it's just a half-day training. So it's for people, I would recommend it to anyone, like parents, employees, employers to actually use this as part of their health and safety training for their staff. It just gives them a bit of a taste of mental health and preparedness for suicide alertness. So it's just a half day training, and it just gives you some skills in learning steps about making that connection to someone that perhaps you're a little bit worried about, and then knowing where to go or how to point them in the right direction for help.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's certainly been on the rise a little bit. I've got some friends on Facebook that they've put the message out there sometimes, and it's good that it's out there so we can provide that support. In terms of Lake Grace, mental health and suicide-related issues, is that a bit of an issue there at all? Or
absolutely. I think it's just I think it's everywhere. So, and you just have to be aware that sometimes you don't realise that people are struggling, that they, you don't know what's going on in everyone's home. So, perhaps they've lost their job or, marriage breakup or just, things aren't going quite as well as they would like, and they perhaps just don't see another avenue.
And this workshop should be able to help to sort of bring up those call signs and sort of make you a bit more aware if it does come up in the future for a loved one or a friend or, yeah. Best number to call to get more info?
It's 9865 1470.
Suzanne, pleasure as always and all the best for that workshop. I'll speak to you next week.
Draker for breakfast.
Right now I've got Rocket for the upcoming games for tonight and the weekend's Upper Great Southern Hockey Association. You're breathing pretty heavy there, mate. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm right.
Busy morning?
Going to be a busy morning. But
oh, just preparing for it. Get that extra breath in, mate.
You're stressing out.
Let me give you some Zen. Yeah. All right. Now, we got almost at the end of the season, aren't we?
About 3 weeks to go, yep. And then it's into finals.
Wow-wee. Well, I guess next thing is to give us the rundown. What do we got coming up?
Starting tonight, 6:30, Edwards Holden Men's B Grade Riffs versus Olympics, and then at 7:55, Sports Power Men's A Grade Olympics versus Riffs. So it's Club B, Club Night tonight, but should be two very good games. Then tomorrow morning or tomorrow afternoon, I should say, at 1:15, Edwards Holden's Women's B Grade All Blacks Warriors 1 versus 2 or 3 on the ladder. So that will be a very good game. 2:40, Edwards Holden Women's B Grade Pingsley and Robbins. 5:30, we have Sports Power Men's A-Grade Warriors All Blacks, followed by 6:55, Edwards Holden Men's B-Grade Pingsley Wagen, and we round out Saturday at 8:20, Sports Power Women's A-Grade Wagen v Warriors. And then if you're not doing anything on Sunday, we actually have two games on Sunday. At 12 o'clock, we have Sports Power Women's A-Grade Williams and Robbins, followed by Edwards Holden Women's B-Grade. It's Wagen and William. So, good full weekend of hockey. Hopefully the weather is better this weekend than last weekend.
Well, I was looking at the forecast, and we're looking for sunny days. It's just going to be real chilly in the morning. So, great to see that you won't be playing in puddles.
Yes, the rain is not very nice.
Although, as a kid, I was always that person that liked to play in the puddles and stuff like that and, you know, hit it around. Well, actually, who am I kidding? I'm still that way.
Honestly, I don't think you're lonely. I think everybody, every kid loves to play in the mud.
Yeah, why not? It's fine. Yes. Well, Rocket, all the best for the weekend, and I'll chat to you next week. We've got Yogi to give us a rundown of the upcoming games for the Upper Great Southern Football League. Thanks for joining me, mate.
Morning.
Almost at the end. Is this the second last week?
Last round. Last round.
Yeah, I know it was close. Jeez.
Four teams will be playing their last game and four teams will go on to play finals. So round 14 kicks off on Saturday down at Boddington with Boddington up against the Narrogin Hawks. Boddington have signed up second spot, Narrogin Hawks fourth spot on the ladder. I think Boddington will get the points, but just in this game, congratulations to the Narrogin Hawks coach in Bluey Forrest who plays his 200th league game tomorrow. So well done to Blue, but unfortunately I think his side might lose. On Sunday, out at Cookran Dunwiang, probably quite happy the season's come to an end. They've had a pretty poor season. They're up against Williams, who will play first semi-final football next week, and I think the Cats will tune up quite nicely out at Cookran and beat the Cougars. Down at Katanning, we have top versus bottom. A bit of a mismatch here. Wagen have improved since the start of the year, but Katanning have unbeaten, and they haven't lost a game in Katanning for two seasons, and I can't see that changing on Sunday, so the Tigers down there for me. And in the final game between 5th and 7th, Wickapen and Brookton Pingsley, the Panthers have won their last two, and they'll look to close the season out with three in a row and look forward to 2019, but the Warriors disappointing on missing out on finals. I think they might just do enough to get over the Panthers at home to end the round of fixtures for round 14 and before finals, Draker.
There we go. And you'll join me on Monday for the results as well, for that matter. But look, all the best to the guys out there with the footy. And, go out with a bang. That's all I got to say. I'll speak to you next week.
We will do. No worries.